a big inconvenience having to move out of your property at such short notice. How have you found things so far?
Horrendous. I have two kids and we're currently sharing a double bed with my partner, so it is a nightmare. And obviously we've got nothing. We've got four sets of clothes because that's all we've managed to grab.
And how about yourself?
Yeah, exactly the same. I mean, we had to kind of leave at the dead of night and wasn't really allowed to grab anything, and really haven't been told much since then. So it's utter frustration and chaos trying to settle the kids and trying to bring some normality, but at the same time we have no idea whether we're going to have homes to come back to.
And Sandridge District Council have put out a statement this evening saying about you can find facilities in such and such locations, but how are you finding the responses you're getting out of Sandridge?
Well, firstly, thank you for breaking that news to us, because you've told us before the council has. But yeah, this is the first time we're hearing about it, and obviously we're the most affected people and the residents of this district council. I think individuals that I have spoken to within the council, obviously they are, you know, eager to help. They understand the human side of it, but it's the processes and policies that the council has got which is completely letting us down. It's keeping us in the dark. We have no idea what's going on. And, you know, we've just turned up for a meeting only to be told that this meeting is actually, you know, it's happened last night, and the person that's turned up has got no answers, nothing to give us apart from telling us that we've turned up on the wrong day for a meeting.
He didn't even offer the contact details. We had to ask for them. He said he's willing to be contacted, but we had to ask how can we contact him. We've been told that we can't use the funds that we pay into, public funds. The council won't use them, and we have to find our own places to live.
So what the council is saying is they're not going to help you out from the public purse.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
In a nutshell, they haven't found any alternative accommodation. They've put a couple of people up in a travel lodge for a maximum of 2 nights, but if we're out for months, which people are speculating that we could be.
We've all got like young families, like really young families in that whole Williams Way, yeah, and you're telling us to put us in one room and entertain for like, what, 2 months?
How do we feed our children? How do we wash their clothes? How do we carry on with normal life? So I do shift work, I'm a nurse. I start very, very early in the morning, I get home late at night. This is not something, we can't live in a travel lodge for the next 2 months. But they're not even offering that at the moment. So that may be, you know, would be quite nice to be offered somewhere to live.
The communities though have rallied round to a degree. How have they been helping you?
I think we are such a close-knit community within William Way ourselves. We're kind of, it sounds quite cliche, but we're our own little families here, because everybody knows each other. We've all kind of moved in at quite kind of similar times. So we've all kind of been each other's support systems and kind of making sure that we're together. But I think wider with the Godston community, you know, through the Facebook groups, anyone that knows anyone, everyone's really eager to help and obviously is willing to share information, share knowledge. I know some people have kind of offered to house some people or kind of offer spare rooms, checking on the vulnerables. So it's great to see, but obviously, again, it's great that we're all doing that, but the people that are paid to do that are not doing their jobs properly, and that's the frustrating part to it.
What would you like as local families to see happen here? What is your most biggest desire?
To keep updated. Yeah, we are affected and we just want to have the updates of what's happening, how long, just a timeline. Yeah.
We've got no idea if the properties have been damaged. We know that the end house, which is Nish's house, has got probably some damage, but apart from that no one else knows anything. We don't know when we will be able to return home. It could be a week, it could be 4 months. No one knows anything. They haven't told us. We've been kept in the dark. By now they should be reaching out and they should have some information that they could put forward and, you know,
give us.
But I think ultimately for me, after all this is kind of settled, I want answers. Why has this happened? Because this isn't just a natural occurrence. If anyone was to listen to any of the residents here, you would know this is not a natural occurrence. This is not something that should have happened in the way that it has. Many people are speculating, and you know, it can't all be wrong. There has to be some answers on why this has happened, why it wasn't picked up earlier, and why is it that, you know, It's 7 o'clock.
New build
there's no one. There's no one working. It's 7 o'clock.
There's no one
this
there.
This is an emergency. This is a major incident emergency. There is not a single person here. There is no police presence. We were told that there was going to be police presence. There is nothing. And these all need to be answered for, because these are all the things that we pay to be kept mm-hmm. safe to this council, to the government. So they need to be able
and
to tell us
what's
going on.
This is what we work for. Like, these are our homes. These are our lives.
We've paid a lot of money to live here. This is not a cheap area of the country either. So, you know, we obviously have worked really hard to try and live in our houses. This is, like Sophie said, this is our home. And to just watch it pretty much go into the ground is not ideal, and nobody's telling us anything.
Well, William Way, I know from living around here for a long time, that was a builder's merchant prior to the houses being built here. But I do know there is an historic sandpit underneath.
Yeah,
we weren't made aware of that either.
We've been talking about this. I don't think any of us knew that at all. And we've, again, another thing that we need answers for is, why were we not made aware of this?
At time of purchase.
We could have, we might have made the same choices, but it's the awareness, you know. In good faith, we bought these places. We weren't told about any of this. We've heard that there's been previous sinkholes in that same location before. Never heard of it. And we don't know if it's just speculation at this stage, but obviously there is no one to go to.
I think there is a lot of speculation.
These are new build houses. There must have been checks done when these went up in 2019. You didn't move into 2021. It's not like these houses have been sat there for 50 years. These checks must have been made before the buildings were created.
They would have done land survey and construction surveys before construction. So,
of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that obviously we live in a new build property, but I know that historically some of the Godston residents have been dead against kind of new build developments, etc. And I think this time, if it's like a lessons learned, they need to take that quite seriously when they're considering any other builds further down the village. Yeah. So that would be the other kind of ideal situation, is the council takes.
Now, we're only standing probably 100 metres away from the sinkhole as it is now, which grew at a phenomenal rate from just a couple of feet on Monday evening to this huge hole, which is a lot of feet wide and deep. And there's other holes appeared close by as well as it spread out and undermined the road service. How safe do you feel now just standing here on this road 100 metres away?
Probably not that safe. I have been treading a little bit careful mm-hmm. on the road just in case I end up in another hole. But in all seriousness, it's it just makes you think, what's going on under this part of the surface that hasn't kind of come to surface, if you like, yet. A thorough investigation needs to happen to kind of make sure the whole road is safe.
Thank you very much to all three of you.
Thank
ladies.
You.
Thank you very much for speaking to us at Susie Radio.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.